Blog Talk Radio.
OYC 21, and good afternoon. This is Rod Colon on Blog Talk Radio online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. And the OYC is for Own Your Career in the 21st Century. Our mission is to educate and empower students and professionals globally in how to network, a critical skill in managing one's career as a business. And what we're developing is in bringing in executives, top performers, in how to kind of get together as far as best practices on networking. There's so many ways, and we can accomplish it in so many different ways. We're not robots, and that way, the more we can appreciate different styles, the better we can take from one person there and another person here and kind of put it together and make it the best for you. Today, we have a wonderful, wonderful executive, director of upscale brands at Wyndham Hotel Group, Isadora Badi. And Isadora is a good friend, a networking associate for quite a few years. And welcome to the show, Isadora. How are you today?
Doing great, Rob. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, my. It is my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Isadora.
Well, I've been working in brand marketing for over a decade. I lived in many different countries. I grew up in Brazil, and I finished college there, lived in Italy, the UK, Germany, and I've been in the United States for about 8 years, and I've been working for Wyndham Hotel Group, a fantastic hospitality company, the largest hotel company in the world in number of hotels. And my latest mission has been leading brand marketing programs for our upscale and lifestyle brands. So it's a dream come true. It's a fantastic role, a great group of individuals. So I'm having a blast.
That's great. And it's always, you know, we always talk about where income and passion intersect, that it appears that you've got that, which is great. Now it's to just simply do the best you can to maintain it. Isadora, you know, when I am always talking about, and I know you've heard me talk about managing one's career as a business, owning your career, what does that mean to you?
Well, to me, owning your career means knowing what you're really passionate about and what contribution you can bring to the business you're in. Right, and then once you know that, how to pursue that as your mission, and take charge of your learning and your advancement, it's pretty much running your career as a business versus waiting for your employer or from somebody else to bring you an opportunity and to give you a new assignment. That's how I see it, Rod.
Sure, and as the CEO of Isadora Inc. Enterprises, tell us, how do you manage your busy day?
Well, I wish I had a magic solution to share, but unfortunately, I don't. I'm still trying to figure things out, right? In different moments of your life, you have different needs. I have a two-year-old at home at this moment, so I've been going through an adjustment, you know, as somebody who's been working for a long time, and now with a family, things change a little bit. So mornings to me are usually just about getting ready, out of the door as soon as possible. And then, you know, I usually have a long work day, and then evenings is about spending some family time, having dinner together. That's very important to me. And then once my daughter is in bed, I usually take an hour or two to either check emails if there's a project coming up, something that I needs some more attention at work, or I use that time for myself to exercise or to write my blog, read something. So, you know, it's about really making the most out of the time you have.
Excellent. And so from work and putting it all together and enjoying that, how do you network? What's your style? What's your type? What is it that you look to do in the general aspects of networking?
You know, that's a great question. It's I have to admit, it's still a bit odd to me to mingle at an event. Is really, I try, I think I can do it well, but it's really not how I enjoy the most, connecting with people. So I guess my style is to nurture fewer and very meaningful relationships versus maintaining a larger network. Maybe one day I'll get there. But for the time being, I have really counted on the support of some mentors over the years. I have some incredible mentors. And I have also started mentoring some new talents, some young professionals that find my expertise valuable. And that's so rewarding to me. So just as a summary, I think my networking style is more on one-on-one conversations and very in-depth relationships versus a broader network. But I truly admire, professionals that can count on a broader support network. And I hope one day I'll get there. I think that I'm work in progress.
Sure, sure. So, I mean, what we talk about is having 200 individuals who they know, they trust, they're willing to help, and they're willing to be helped by individuals. Mm-hmm. So having a large, as you're saying, someone who's like engaged and having thousands of individuals, if that's their line of business, then that's different. But for most,
yes,
you're really looking for a good, solid inner group of and social scientists have put it that we can only sustain at any one given time about 200 individuals in our lives. Then beyond that, you have to create a business and create that. So what you're doing and developing is ideal, right? So that you like to do the one-on-one and just meet one individual and kind of then pursue it, looking at it, mentorship and mentoring and that you're mentoring others. That's all part of a wonderful and dynamic network. Now,
well, that makes me feel good. It means I'm doing something right.
You are. We are. The thing is that we all network differently, and there's no right or wrong, per se. The beauty is now to how do we leverage that relationship with one individual. And there's a great tool that's out there, which is called LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly the tool, the chosen tool for those in networking, to staying in touch. How have you leveraged LinkedIn, Isadora?
Yeah, I really enjoy LinkedIn. I think it's a really, really fun and very rich network with a lot of great opportunities. At this moment, I've been using LinkedIn a lot for staying in touch with friends and people I have worked with and I admire. And I just love the capability to exchange ideas and articles. I read a lot about marketing, about advertising, and even just about business trends in general. And it's just a really valuable source to see what my peers and other people are looking at. I haven't used it much for career opportunities, because I've been with the same company since he came up. But I do love looking up people I work with through LinkedIn, because sometimes there's somebody in a different department that I haven't worked with before, and I can find out what they do and what they're good at, which is really interesting. And I think overall for career search and for meeting new people who are like-minded and are interested in a similar profession, I think it's a fantastic resource.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're listening to OYC 21 on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. My guest is Isadora Abadi from Wyndham. And Isadora, when you mentioned that you like LinkedIn because you can stay in touch with your colleagues and your friends, many say to me that reconnecting with a friend is something that's very difficult, especially if they haven't touched base with them in, let's say, over a year. They're not sure what to say, what to write. They get uncomfortable. It's very awkward for them. How would you advise individuals who do have, let's say, 50 or 60 connections on LinkedIn. Many of them are friends, but they haven't reached out to them in a while. They're like, they're not sure what they could say. How are some ways you reach out to your colleagues?
Well, I think that when you have a genuine interest in somebody or the work somebody's doing, being open and very sincere is the best way. It could be, hey, I hope you're well. I just saw this article and it reminded me of the work you do. Would love to catch up sometime. You know, just being very, very direct and sincere, I think it always works. And I've done that to people that I worked with years ago, and I, you know, was interested in what they're doing at the moment, wanted to learn a little bit more about. I think, as long as it's, you're providing something of value and you're showing your interest in a sincere way, I think it's great. What I think it's, what I don't like to do, for example, is sometimes when I receive a message from somebody saying, hey, hi, Fedora, how are you doing? But that person is not bringing anything new, right? So I think when we're reaching out to somebody, we need to bring some information. So before asking how the person is doing, make sure you share how you're doing and start a conversation.
Sure. Related to LinkedIn, have you taken advantage of any of the, like, for instance, someone's birthday, someone has an anniversary, someone has changed jobs? Have you taken advantage of that tool to use that to stay in touch?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a great tool. And sometimes, I'm sure it happens to most of us, we see one of those notices that somebody has an anniversary coming up at work or just finished an interesting project. It's a great time to reach out, congratulate the person, or try to ask how you can learn more about it. It's a really wonderful opportunity to do that.
Yeah, excellent. You know, Isadora, in part of the world and the work that you're in at Wyndham is about broadcasting the brand of Wyndham in multiple ways. And for me, it's always you manage your career as if you were a business. You're a business owner, right? So what are some, and let's think more from a general corporate standpoint, what are things that you must do in creating the brand for the organization you work for so that we can then say, these are things that we need to do for ourselves as well. Help us with that.
Well, that's a great parallel between creating a corporate brand and creating a personal brand. The first thing that you need to understand is what the brand stands for, right? What this company stands for and what is the value, what is the contribution it's bringing to the communities where it's part of. And in terms of personal brand, I think, there's a lot in common to that. So, at Wyndham Hotel Group where I work, we spend a lot of time understanding each of our hotel brands, what are they offering, and who's the target audience, and what's the value we're providing. And only after that we understand how we can promote them to consumers, to guests, and to the media, for example. So with a personal brand, I think it's very similar. You use similar techniques to communicate to your employer or to your connections who you are and what are you interested in.
Now, so let's think of one of the properties that you're looking to broadcast, to share, to market, to get out there into the media.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things is that you can say, meaning the organization, these are our benefits, these are our advantages, and these are our values, this is who we are. But there has to be a point that you do some soul searching within the organization about how do people perceive the benefits, the advantages of that property. It's not just what you think, it's about what others believe and feel and think and perceive.
Yes.
That has to come into account. So if I'm bringing in this is Rod Colon, and this is my benefits, this is my advantages, these are my features, this is what I'm great at. Mm-hmm. I'm missing the component, which is, I don't know what they really think. Am I right? So, and I'm sure you, some aspects of that you go through that at Wyndham, and we need to go through that as well personally, you know, as to what do others say that I am, and from that connecting, which is also part of the brand. So take us through the, you know, just a little highlight of some of the things that you do as an organization to reach the community about particular property or a particular area to say, you know, we're both in line. What we want to achieve and what's being received is in line.
Yes. Yeah, so in the brand marketing world, you need feedback, and you need that sincere feedback from your consumers. You're right, we can talk a lot about what we stand for and what the brand is all about and how wonderful our services are, but ultimately you need to understand if that information is coming through and if consumers see it that way as well. So we, as marketers, we do a lot of surveys and focus groups to understand what our audience thinks of our different brands, right? So for a hotel brand, for example, you want to hear directly from your potential guests. What do they think of your brand? What do they think of your hotels? Do they want to stay with us? So it's a lot of work. It's part of what a marketer do. And sometimes it's hard to hear feedback if it's not what you were expecting. But I got to tell you, Rob, that's one of the key tools to be a successful business person. You need to be open to feedback, good or bad. And once you receive that information, you need to take action. And that's how you keep improving and you keep getting better and better.
Okay. So now, Isadora, I'll give you the trick question here, which is, so I'm Latino, right? And I'm very sensitive. And, you know, honest, direct feedback sometimes can hurt my feelings and hurt others, right? It's, you know, depending on culture. Some want it and let's go, and some, oh, my gosh, I can't, I'm so afraid. But these are things that we need to get done. How would someone who may have that, oh, my goodness, I need to know what they think, but I'm not ready or prepared to hear it. What's your sense? What's your thought on that?
Rod, I'm so glad you're asking this. I was never asked that before, so thank you. I think that first we need to get over it. It's very hard. It's hard to hear criticism. It's hard to hear feedback on something that you could be doing better. You know, in my case, I spend most of my waking hours at work, and most people do, right? You spend most of the time at work doing something that hopefully you love and you enjoy, and it is deeply personal to me, my career and the work I do. It's important to me, and I really care, and I want to be the best at what I do. So hearing from somebody that, you know, says, well, Isadora, this area of your work is not great, you need to work on it, it's difficult. But and I got to tell you, Rod, I have never heard any criticism or feedback on something I could improve from somebody who didn't care. I always counted on, you know, wonderful mentors and managers who really helped me up my game, and they did it because they saw something in me, and they knew I could use that feedback to do something much better. So I think that we, you know, for anyone who's uncomfortable with receiving that feedback, we need to keep in mind if somebody's taking some of their time, which is very precious on a work day, as we all know, if somebody's giving you 30 minutes to provide you honest feedback on things you can improve to become even better in your career or maybe in your life, you need to see that as somebody who cares and really, really appreciate their efforts, because providing feedback is also very hard. It's really a sign that somebody cares about your development and that somebody knows that you can become even better.
Absolutely. You're listening to Own Your Career. That's OYC21 on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our guest today is Isadora Bali, executive at Wyndham Hotel Group. Isadora, I work with, as you know, with many professionals and executives, but an equal amount of time with our future, our students, our college students especially. Give us your perspective from if I wish I would have known when I was starting college, the following would have helped me quite a bit. What would that be?
Well, I think the number one advice to students is to try to intern as much as possible and to try to find internships in exciting companies where you really believe you will learn the most. And I am aware sometimes internships are not accessible to many students. Sometimes they're unpaid or they're not very well paid. It's really an investment that you're doing in your career. So I truly hope that more and more companies provide internships that more students can take advantage of, because the internships are really where the action is when you're in school. That's where you see what you're learning taking place in the real world, and it's a wonderful opportunity. The other advice I have is to volunteer or to be involved with organizations in the school or out of the school where you can continue to develop your work ethic and find out what you're really interested in. So, I think college is, there's a lot about the schoolwork, but also you'll be doing a lot of work way, way before you graduate.
Sure. Well, excellent. So here I am now, a student. I'm a junior in college, and I'm really interested in marketing. I'm interested in the hotel industry, and you're on LinkedIn, and I'm like, wait a second, I met Isadora at an Ashimba networking event, and I'd like to follow up with her, right? So it's been a little while, but I'd like to talk to you about a potential internship or helping or supporting or getting your guidance as to what I should do. That, once again, becomes an area of struggle for our college students, and how to reach out to someone they've met briefly. They're on LinkedIn, but they just are struggling with that piece, which is, yes, she's a level one on LinkedIn. Yes, I know that. I'm not dumb. I could see that. And, yes, I did meet her 6 months ago at the Shimmer event. Yes, I know that. But what am I supposed to say now? How do I write something to Isadora that she would say, yes, I'd love to talk to you? What would you expect from a student in emailing you for an opportunity to have a conversation?
Well, I think I would be very open, and I am open. I think that the very important thing is that you have to do your homework first. You need to understand, what is my company doing, or what are you interested exactly, right? Are you looking for an opportunity, or are you looking for an introduction? I think just having some clarity always helps. If you're emailing somebody because you're interested in the organization and you want to, talk about an internship or a position, send your information, why people should be interested. Having your elevator speech ready, that's very helpful. So I think that, reaching out, providing some background and some idea what you're trying to get out of the conversation is very helpful. I think that what's scary to people is, if you receive a request on LinkedIn and the person says, hey, I would love to talk to you about Wyndham. So, well, I'm not sure what you want to talk about Wyndham. Tell me more. So if you get that email saying, tell me more, I don't think you're going to get an email. People are just going to drop this and say, I don't have time. Nobody has time. So you need to do some homework first, and then when you do contact somebody, have that question ready. And I think there will be a much higher chance that you'll be able to start an engaging conversation.
Absolutely. Isadora, how do folks reach out to you, those who are listening to the show?
Well, I am on LinkedIn. Feel free to send me a note. I write a blog that, you know, called Are We Abroad Yet? Is a blog about international marketing. And I love, you know, receiving comments on articles. And just really feel free to share some content you created or anything that you think is interesting. I just love seeing new things, and I adore talking about brand marketing, strategy, and advertising. These are really my passions.
Excellent. And so that's Isadora Badi. That's Isadora Badi, Badi. So that's how it's spelled, and you can certainly find her on LinkedIn. Could you give me that blog again?
Yes, the blog is Are We Abroad Yet?
Are We Abroad? ABROAD?
Yes.
Are We Abroad Yet?
Are We Abroad Yet?
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Good. No, we'll make sure to post that, share it, and tweet it out, and we'll be fantastic. So thank you so much. And you're listening to Director of Upscale Brands at Wyndham Hotel Group, Isadora Badi. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Always a pleasure, Rod. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. This was really great.
Thanks again, Isadora. That was awesome. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit our website at rodcolone.com. I'd love to hear from you. During the week, make sure you join our LinkedIn group, Own Your Career with Rod Colone. Here you can post your career questions and be part of a global group committed to running their career as a business, the CEO of Me, Inc. I appreciate you, our listeners. I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thanks for listening in. God bless. And until next show, this is Rod Colone with OIC 21.